22. Goodbye to all that. When you consider it from a human perspective, and clearly it would be difficult for us to do otherwise, life is an odd thing. It couldn't wait to get going, but then, having gotten going, it seemed in very little hurry to move on. Consider the lichen. Lichens are just about the hardiest visible organisms on earth, but among the least ambitious. They will grow happily enough in a sunny churchyard, but they particularly thrive in environments where no other organism would go, on blowy mountain tops and arctic wastes, wherever there is little but rock and rain and cold and almost no competition. In areas of Antarctica, where virtually nothing else will grow, you can find vast expanses of lichen, 400 types of them, adhering devotedly to every wind-whipped rock. For a long time, people couldn't understand how they did it, because lichens grew on bare rock without evident nourishment or the production of seeds. Many people, educated people, believed they were stones caught in the process of becoming plants. "Spontaneously, inorganic stone becomes living plant," rejoiced one observer, a Dr. Homschuch, in 1819. Closer inspection showed that lichens were more interesting than magical. They are, in fact, a partnership between fungi and algae. The fungi excrete acids that dissolve the surface of the rock, freeing minerals that the algae convert into food sufficient to sustain both. It is not a very exciting arrangement, but it is a conspicuously successful one. The world has more than 20,000 species of lichens. Like most things that thrive in harsh environments, lichens are slow-growing. It may take a lichen more than half a century to attain the dimensions of a shirt button. Those the size of dinner plates, writes David Attenborough, are therefore likely to be hundreds, if not thousands, of years old. It would be hard to imagine a less fulfilling existence. They simply exist, Attenborough adds, testifying to the moving fact that life, even at its simplest level, occurs, apparently, just for its own sake. It is easy to overlook this thought that life just is. As humans, we are inclined to feel that life must have a point. We have plans and aspirations and desires. We want to take constant advantage of all the intoxicating existence we've been endowed with. But what's life to a lichen? Yet its impulse to exist, to be, is every bit as strong as ours, arguably even stronger. If I were told that I had to spend decades being a furry growth on a rock in the woods, I believe I would lose the will to go on. Lichens don't. Like virtually all living things, they will suffer any hardship, endure any insult, for a moment's additional existence. Life, in short, just wants to be. But, and here's an interesting point, for the most part it doesn't want to be much. This is perhaps a little odd, because life has had plenty of time to develop ambitions. If you imagine the 4,500 million-odd years of Earth's history compressed into a normal earthly day, then life begins very early, about 4 a.m., with the rise of the first simple single-celled organisms, but then advances no further for the next 16 hours. Not until about 8:30 in the evening, with a day 5/6 over, has Earth anything to show the universe but a restless skin of microbes. Then, finally, the first sea plants appear, followed 20 minutes later by the first jellyfish and the enigmatic Ediacaran fauna first seen by Reginald Sprigg in Australia. At 9:04 p.m., trilobites swim onto the scene, followed more or less immediately by the shapely creatures of the Burgess Shale. Just before 10 p.m., plants begin to pop up on the land. Soon after, with less than 2 hours left in the day, the first land creatures follow. Thanks to 10 minutes or so of balmy weather, by 10:24 the earth is covered in the great carboniferous forests, whose residues give us all our coal, and the first winged insects are evident. Dinosaurs plod onto the scene just before 11 p.m. and hold sway for about 3/4 of an hour. At 21 minutes to midnight they vanish, and the age of mammals begins. Humans emerge 1:17 before midnight. The whole of our recorded history on this scale would be no more than a few seconds. A single human lifetime, barely an instant.